And in studio, we're joined by awesome guests. That is a great privilege for us to have here on 103 FM. And you're going to be hearing from them throughout this entire month with the awesome work that they're currently doing. And we have got two guests with us in studio. And the age gap between them, I'm sure my age can fit in between them. But that's for another day. We've got Mr. Johnny Burger, who's with us, as well as Bokang Tladi. Why don't you say hi to all the 103 FM listeners?
Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Yes, awesome. And we're here to talk about the Hall of Fame. So Johnny is from a Hall of Fame, and Bokang is a young person. And Bokang, tell us what school you are in and how old you are currently, and what's your life about?
I'm in Pretoria Boys High School, and I am 14 years old.
Okay, does that mean you're in what, grade 8, grade 9?
Grade 8.
Okay, grade 8, so you just started. So we're going to talk to you a bit more real shortly, but let's go back to Mr. Burger on this side, and just explain to us, who is the Hall of Fame, and what is it all about?
Yeah, thank you. I think the South African Hall of Fame, we opened our doors in 2016 November at Sun City. So we opened an interactive exhibition where people can come and interact with the yesteryear's heroes. And we all started off with a core ideology of saying we celebrate great achievements by extraordinary South Africans.
Mm.
And that was the core ideology for the first couple of years. And then somebody one day came to me and said to me, Johnny, but why do you celebrate these achievements? And I said, well, you know, if I have to ask you who was a South African sportsman of 2022, nobody can remember. So we need to remember the Jake Whites and the Brian Mitchells and the Madibas and the Desmond Tutus and for the incredible work they've done. And besides that, we then decided that it's an inspirational storytelling journey. So we've got to celebrate these extraordinary achievements in order to inspire our youth.
Mm.
And then, obviously, to empower them to holistically reach their full potential. So that's the three pillars in the Hall of Fame. It's celebrate, it's inspire, and it's empower.
That's incredible. And what's the heart behind what you are doing? And obviously, we're celebrating and we're inspired by it. But what's the underlying heart that we can get behind to say, man, this is something that resonates with us as well?
They say hope is a wonderful thing. We cannot really explain what it does. But we all know how it feels. And I've got to resonate to the following. They say memories are the keys, not to the past, but to the future.
Awesome.
The experiences of our lives, when we allow God to use them, will become the mysterious but perfect preparation for the work He will call us to do.
Mm.
And I was one of those boys. My father passed away when I was 9 years old. My mother threw me away. I grew up without parents. I was a talented little sportsman, but I knew how it felt to stand on a rugby field at halftime, and all the fathers used to run into the field and tell their little lighties how great they were. And I stood there with half an orange and a polystyrene cup of water, and I understood hopelessness.
Mm.
You know, and I think I didn't choose the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame chose me. You know, and God had a plan for me, and saying, you know, memories are the keys, not to the past, but to the future. And I think that's where it all came to. The Hall of Fame is a legacy project that brings hope and create opportunities for talented children without resources. And that's the heart of the Hall of Fame.
Now, that's incredible. And clearly you've got a passion for, you know, young people who have the talent, but don't necessarily have the resources to do what they need to do. Now, you've just painted a picture of you being on the rugby field and everyone else coming with their fathers and their supporters, and you there. You might even have been the best player on the pitch but had no one to encourage you. How do you help these young, talented people through the Hall of Fame project?
Well, I think it's twofold. You know, from a school's perspective, and let's not beat around the bush. You know, all schools are looking for talent.
Yes.
They want to, you know, we've just won the Rugby World Cup again, and everybody just wants to perform on the field, whether it's hockey, water polo, cricket, basketball. They need talent. And we're looking at kids that's falling through the cracks, talented kids that don't have the resources. And we go find them and we give them the opportunity. So we pay for the full scholarships. When we say scholarships, it's the school fees, it's the boarding fees, it's the medicals, it's the touring money, it's the everything, their tutorship, we do holistic assessments. And I think I've got to stand still here because this is the key. Will all these kids become Bafana players? Will all of them become Protea players? Definitely not. 1% of all players that plays Craven Week, 1% of them become Springboks.
Sure.
But one thing that I'm 100% certain of, if we take these kids out of their circumstances and we put them in proper systems and in a school with a proper culture, we will ensure that they get holistically developed in order to reach their full potential. So what does that mean? They might not become a Springbok rugby player, but they will become a Springbok father. They will become a Springbok husband to their wives. And they will be a Springbok citizen in society. And that, for us, is the ultimate key. For the school, maybe it's about the talent, which I understand. For us, it's about holistically developing these kids.
Yeah, and I think that is something that us as the 103 FM community really do admire. You know, getting behind something that aligns with our values and our ethos as the station to uplift and encourage. And I think one of the beneficiaries who's very brave to come and speak to us here on air should be in class, but I heard that today's the last day of school. So that's why you got a pass for today. Hey, Wokang.
Yes, sir.
Now talk to us about your passions, because guys like Johnny have made it possible for you to attend prestigious schools with rich heritage. But what are you specifically, as Bokang Tladi, the 14-year-old Pretoria Boys High School grade 8, what are you passionate about?
I'm passionate about actually learning about psychology. I'm human psychology, actually, about how people, humans think and human behavior, etc.
That's incredible. And do you find yourself, you know, also loving any type of sport?
I love water polo and rugby.
Wow, water polo. So like you can tread water, and you understand?
Yes, sir.
You are breaking all the status quos here, because half of my friends cannot swim, and you are saying you like water polo.
Yes, sir. I love it, actually.
Okay, you gotta invite me the next time you're in that pool. I need
100%.
To see you. Okay. Now you've also received a sponsorship from the Hall of Fame to grow and to focus on your talent. And what does this mean for you as an individual?
It means a lot to me, and it means that there's hope and a very bright future, and I can pursue my dreams without stressing about financial issues and all of that.
Now that's huge. Now that really, really is big. And I think the school that you go to, I mean, it's not everyone can afford to even go into such a school. And you might have been in primary school and thought to yourself, man, I want to go to a school like that. Now, how has this scholarship and this program, how has it changed your life?
It's changed my life in many different ways. Some of them in pursuing my dreams and, you know, inspiring the next generations as well. Maybe being the next Faf de Klerk.
Oh, is that so? That's a good player to want to copy, eh? But I think you've got to copy the guys that were in the same school as you. Faf de Klerk was at Waterkloof Woord School, just so that you know. So you got to be looking at the guys like Chili Boy Ralebele.
I've heard about him.
You got to look at like John Smith's type of things, and you'll be the next Bokang Tladi. I love that. So looking at the future, you're obviously in grade 8 now, so you've got another 4.5 years in the school. But afterwards, what is your ultimate goal for where you see yourself in the future?
I want to be a reality star, and I also want to be an anesthetist, which how can I say this? Anesthetist like helps people before, during and after surgery, like in terms of their pains and stuff like that.
That's incredible. Well, you got a lot of studying to do there. And you can thank guys like Johnny and the Hall of Fame to do that. Let's bring Johnny back inside here, because I think the heart of what you guys are achieving is really filtering through the guys. I mean, when you look at a young person when they were 4 or 5 years old and you ask them, what do you want to become? It's always like doctor, policeman, and the underlying message is that they want to help people. So you've got a guy here by the name of Bokang Tladi, who says in the future, he still wants to help people, and that's made possible through what you are doing. So you're launching a great campaign, the CEO Cycle Challenge, to raise funds for these youth and people. How can listeners find out more information and just explain to us what the CEO Cycle Challenge is all about?
Yeah, we're extremely excited. So we're building and erecting a huge fishbowl at Buccleuch Interchange in collaboration with Nashua at the Nashua head office right next to the highway. We will have a John Smith celebrity team and we'll have a Lucas Radebe celebrity team. Nice. And they'll compete against each other. It's being hosted from the 9th to the 13th of September. We've got a non-profit trust and obviously we make provision for Article A, SED and your skills development BE scorecard funding. So for us, it's to get senior management and companies to come and enjoy that week. We're going to ask you to come and ride on a static bike for 20 minutes. It's a networking opportunity. It's going to be great fun.
Yes.
And it's... I think the differentiator for us is there's a lot of people that help South Africa. We need to change South Africa. And through initiatives like the CEO Cycle Challenge, we're going to make that possible. We're going to get the collective together. They're going to come cycle on a static bike and they're going to full well know that we're going to create opportunities for these type of children that's going to lead and inspire our next generation. So anybody that wants to get involved can go to our website. We've got two, obviously, www.ceochallenge.co.za, or they can just go to the Hall of Fame, just www.hallofame.co.za. So either or, they'll get a hold of us and we can come and see them. But it's a great initiative. We're looking forward to it, and we're going to change this country.
Yes,
we're loving it. We love it. We're never going to move. We are for the long run, and we've got the responsibilities, the ability to choose your response under any given set of circumstances. These children need our help. Our country needs hope, and we're going to provide that.
Yes, so this is Johnny, who is from the Hall of Fame. He's together with Bokang, a recipient from a bursary that will help him realize his dreams. And before we let you gentlemen go, I love what you just said there, Johnny, that many people want to help South Africa, but a few people are willing to change it. And it is organizations like the Hall of Fame, and we want to invite you again to the CEO Cycle Challenge. Just give us once again those dates once again and the website that we can get more information about to partner with you to make sure that you can send a lot more boys than you are currently working with in this stage.
Yeah, it's 9 to 13 September at Buccleuch Interchange in collaboration with Nashua at the Nashua head office. And the website's www.ceochallenge.co.za.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time and all the best for the long weekend. Happy Father's Day, and not just to your physical children, but to the many children that the Hall of Fame has started to father. We say that happy Father's Day to you. And to you, Bokang, we're saying happy Youth Day on June 16 as you are a recipient of this wonderful program. Thanks so much for your time, and we hope to chat to you soon once again. JC Lambrecht is